You're listening to Mom and Dad Stuff, Episode 9. I think they got you burping, so I mean.
I didn't burp, did I? Notice that. That's those bomb ass cookies.
It's kind of a deep one.
Really? Ew, I totally like blew it in your face too.
Just so you guys know,
Just so you can know.
I have made the thing that makes my wife super horny is when I make these certain cookies and
I've
figured out how to make Double Trees cookies because they released the recipe and I conquered. Now my wife is just so horny every time she smells the cookies.
It's gross how I salivate when I think about it.
What's even more amazing is she salivates when she sees me now because my cookie skills are at 10,000.
It's your cookie skills, your baking skills, and your cooking skills. Thank you very much.
So for all you men out there, if you guys can't cook, you can bake because you can't fuck up a bake.
Are you going to share the recipe? You should share the recipe.
All right.
It's just online.
I mean, if you search Doubletree cookie recipe, the one that I use is the one by the Hilton because I think they're sister companies. So they know the best or they know the most.
We'll just link them.
Okay. We'll link it into the description, but not to bore you guys or anything like that. So the only modifications that we've been making is the ratio of semi-sweet chocolate chips calls for 3 2/3 cup.
I'm like, what?
Semi-sweet chocolate chips. So I've been experimenting with less semi-sweets and adding white chocolate, and it's been amazing. But this time, we went with the majority white chocolate.
I love white chocolate
cookie. So. I think I ate like 6 and I have a headache.
I know. I've been getting a lot of headaches because Sean cooks these. He bakes these cookies, what, once a week?
At least once a week.
I know. And then I get a headache.
And
it's totally worth it. It's a headache from the sugar rush.
Yes.
Right?
And it's just, you know what I call it? We're just cookie drunk. And
I know.
It's amazing. I love it.
It's because we don't have boba anymore. So it's like, what other sugar can we have?
See, that's the biggest travesty.
Travesty?
I don't know what that means. It's the biggest travesty of San Francisco County.
Oh, I can't believe tragedy and catastrophe. I guess.
But how can you not have boba shops?
They do have boba shops. Oh, you mean like for us to make?
No, like.
Oh, like, you know, instead of tea, there should be, you know how there's tea shops? There should be boba shops where it's like you can make it at home.
Yeah. Like, imagine if everyone made their own boba. It's almost like, you know how back in the old Ming Dynasty days, everyone was about the rice that they farmed. So it's like everyone would be like, oh, this is like the best rice or whatever. Is that true?
I don't know. Where do you...
I don't know. In the dynasty. I know that people were very proud of their rice.
Wait, is this based on like,
I think
was that Tom Cruise movie, The Samurai?
That's not China. That's Japan.
I'm sorry.
That's Japan. And that movie's, even though I still haven't watched
it's actually pretty good.
It's the worst movie from what I hear.
It was pretty, dude, any movie
no that one Tom will Cruise believe in, a white samurai.
Well, you have to follow the story. There's a reason why there's a white dude in this. Actually, I really forgot it. But I remember going, this was really cool.
Didn't he fall in love with one of the kids or one of the daughters of some, I don't know.
Oh, I think he got saved. And then I remember him like planting rice.
And see, I told you, man. Rice is
okay, all I, about actually, it. I might be making this up. I could have sworn he was in the fields doing something. He had to have been rice.
He had long samurai hair.
Did Fucking he? A. No, he didn't.
Towards the end, okay, I think he did.
Define long, like past the shoulders or
do you remember past the eyebrows? In Rush Hour 3, it was Jackie Chan's brother. No, because
that was the worst movie.
Yeah.
So sad. Wait, his real brother?
No. Oh. That was his brother in the movie, but I think he played a he's like Japanese.
Oh, when he's like he couldn't like chase him down. Like he didn't want to like hurt him because it was his brother. I can't even remember that. That was the worst. So bummed about that movie.
You know what movie I was really bummed about was Romeo Must Die with Jet Li and Aaliyah.
Oh,
I mean, it was cool, but then
I just expected, I thought they were going to be like, it was just a weird relationship that they had. They didn't define it. It's like, are they love interest?
I know what happens. They're just best friends. What happens after all that? Spoiler alert. Her dad dies. Oh no, does he die? Or no, he doesn't die.
Ooh.
He gets shot. That's for sure. Aaliyah's dad gets shot.
I don't think he died because I think she would have been depressed at the end. Like really, really depressed.
And
I think he just got shot.
I know Jackie Chan. I know Jet Li.
I know Jackie Chan.
I know Jet Li's Chan died. His dad died because he killed himself. Because he fucked everybody over. And
God, how do you like live knowing that your dad's super crazy like that? God.
You know, that happens a lot.
Actually, I take that back. No, I know, right? Like you do live because you choose to live and move on.
You know, some dads, they're just.
Some dads or moms.
You ever notice those dads that just never leave like the 90s? Like they're just still stuck in the 90s.
Keep going. Like what, by the way they dress and talk.
Like they still, I mean, you're entitled to any opinion, whatever. Like you can listen to whatever.
Wait, are you talking about like our dad's generation? No. Like there's your just 30s.
There's just dads out there, or there's even but like how old parents.
Are they? It doesn't matter.
I think I'm not going to name that person, but I know that there's a friend of mine that's in their 40s, and they still.
Oh, so I think it makes more sense for somebody like more towards our age is stuck in the 90s.
Yes.
But and define stuck like they haven't moved on since high school.
No, like same hairstyle.
Oh. You know, I thought it was like Napoleon's brother? Or was that his uncle?
Who was yeah, Uncle Rico.
I was like, his brother?
He always went like this, back in 82.
Yeah, so.
He was out. I could throw his football all across the.
So I feel like, is fucking, that what you mean by people are hilarious. Stuck in the 90s? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Same hairstyle?
Same hairstyle. And all they talk about is the past.
In the good old days?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but when you talk about it too much, it's like, okay, that's.
Like, what about now?
It's like, then what the fuck are you doing right now? What are you doing now that makes you want to stay in the 90s? There was no.
No, I think those are just people nothing. That are just caught up in the past because they don't really like what's going on right now.
Oh, God. Don't get us started on what's going on right now.
No, I'm just saying like, oh, this is before COVID too, right? They've just been stuck.
Yeah. Or sometimes you'll see something on like AMC or something or one of those channels where they show like hoarders. It's like, damn, they're stuck in like the 90s as well. Because they just have all this shit. From back from the 90s.
Can you believe it's 2020?
Yeah, there was a funny meme that someone put out. It was the cover of Back to the Future. You know, Doc Brown, you know. They're kind of looking at the watch. And then what the fuck is his name again? Michael J. Fox is like, he's like this with like, I think he just did some crazy pose.
Did you just pull up your glasses?
I did. And they can't see me.
Oh, maybe he did it for me.
Yeah, but you remember the poster, right? Like you remember poster to Back to the Future, and I think during that scene or one of those scenes, they go, "Oh, like."
Do they reference to that?
They kind of they go.
Just like the Jetsons.
It's kind of like, oh, it's like, well, so what year do you want to go to? And then
no way.
And then
it was 2020.
No, it was more like...
Oh, he is wearing glasses. Yeah, he's wearing his sunglasses.
Yeah, I thought Doc Brown was there for some reason, but damn, look how young Michael J. Fox looks.
Aww.
He almost looks like he's 12.
Do you think he was the same size as Tom Cruise, like height-wise? Like they're both petite?
Tom Cruise... How tall is Tom Cruise?
I don't know. I bet you he's 5'9".
Okay, let's make that
here. They may always make it like seem like he's so short.
Let's see.
How tall is Tom Cruise? 5'7".
5'7". No. I think he's...
Oh, because...
I think he's tall as Manny Pacquiao.
5'7". Okay. And then how tall is Michael J. Fox? So he's 5'7".
Michael J. Fox is still alive, right?
Oh, okay. 5'4". Okay.
They're not the same size. Dude, Christopher Lloyd's still doing it, man. Fuck.
Aw, good for him. He looks great.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
People also search for... Oh, but anyways.
Anyway. So, you know how they were saying, what year should we go to? They were just like, the meme was like, don't go to 2020 because, you know, 2020 has been just kind of a shaft. Where it's just... What happened in the beginning of the year? Like, pretty much COVID took over. Everyone was sick.
Kobe Bryant passed away.
There's all this shit that happened in 2020.
There's other stuff that happened.
Yeah, there was a ton of shit. And man, I just feel bad for all the small businesses right now, man.
There's some small businesses that are thriving because of the COVID. And there's some, but I feel like majority of businesses are... Oh, it's just so sad. Like, okay, you get hit by COVID and then you get hit by looting.
Yeah.
And like
you can't win.
It's just like,
can you imagine? It's the worst if like you were closed because of COVID. So then you weren't even like running business. So you're already hurting. And then you get fucking looted.
Yeah. You come back to your, like Angela was telling me in Oakland, she has her regular nail shop. And yeah, is that the right term? Who loots? A nail shop?
Imagine what you're going to take from a nail shop? Are you taking the newest acrylics?
Maybe they're taking those spa foot massager things. Also to find looting. Maybe they just like, you know, grab something heavy and just destroyed the windows just to be obnoxious.
But I mean, I feel like when people loot, once they see the window open, dude, it's like zombies.
Oh, like, oh my God, look at all this nail polish.
Or anything, like, yeah, you know?
Must have been women. Why the fuck would men care about? Hey, man, let's grab his nail polish. Huh? I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Can you tell everyone how your workout session was and how long it's been since you worked out? Oh, wait, give a preview of you used to do jiu-jitsu for how long?
I've been doing jiu-jitsu for about 10 years, so that was pretty much
mixed with martial arts, mixed with what, Muay Thai, mixed with
most of the martial arts that I've learned is
the longest. You've just been doing it forever.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time, so that was pretty much my workout. It gets taken away from me, so I took a long break and didn't really do anything, and I got invited to Fight Culture. Shout out to Fight Culture. And they were doing some COVID style workouts, some situational drills where, you know, shout out to my man Dragonfly Germs for taking care of us today. And
wait, is that really his name? Dragonfly Germs? Because of COVID or?
No, Jeremy.
I was like, oh, that's so clever.
Yeah. And, this guy's a stud. I've always heard about him, and he's a dad, and it was really good to actually meet him for the first time like months ago. But I got to see him today, caught up, and
thought you met him today for the first
time. No, I didn't. I met him. I did a Muay Thai class over there a few months ago. And he's amazing. He's really amazing.
That's so nice.
Shout out to that guy. He was telling us this edible story, by the way. It was hilarious. He took too much and that was it. That I mean, that's like the big thing. When you take too much edible, it's
you're on
a different level. But the workout was amazing. I'm sore as hell right now.
Because like it's been a long time. March 1st, somewhere around.
Yeah, interesting enough. March. Interesting enough, though. I did meet some dads over there, and you know, it's crazy how this whole COVID thing really is affecting other, you know, other families and stuff like that. I mean, you've heard on the last episode, you know, it's been kind of almost a blessing for us. Not saying that it's a blessing for everybody, but for us, our business is thriving because it's in demand and it's essential. But for the other people, especially dads, I found out some dads have had to quit their jobs to watch their kids, which is amazing in its own right, because, you know, I feel like a parent's bond, especially now, is being tested, and it's for us. I love seeing my kids. I love hanging out with my kids. Same with my wife, and you know, we need our breaks here and there. But for the most part, you know, I've heard people say that it's torturous, or it's like, I'm sure they don't mean that. They can't mean that, right? They love their kids, but dads have had to take on the role of caretaker. It's happening. You guys aren't alone, because there's a lot of dads in the same, on the same boat, where they have to take care of their children. I mean, I don't know if there's a ton of dads that have had to, you know, stop their careers entirely because of it, but, that's, you know, that's part of it.
You know, what's crazy. Speaking of that though, I read an article. Like, you know, when you're on your iPhone and then it says news, and then I just clicked on something. It was basically about this mom. It was a mom, the dad, and then their 3-year-old son. It seemed like from the article that the dad was like a stay-at-home dad already, as it is. But then their kid went to preschool, and I think he was just like, she was basically the breadwinner of the family. She had her own like tech company.
Whoa.
And she was known for hiring women and minorities. Like, she got awards for, you know, for being like a really great online community and hiring, you know, those kind of people. And when this whole COVID thing happened, you know, the kid could no longer go to school. She said that the dad could only take up to 3 days with the kid. But what was so interesting is he's not even really working. I mean, the article made it seem like they really put it in a nice way, but in a nutshell, it seemed like the dad was kind of doing online stuff on the side. They didn't say he had a full-time job, or they never said he had a business, but said that he sometimes works online. That's how they like worded it. So anyways.
So how much weed is he smoking? I'm kidding.
No, I mean, but what's so crazy is that he said that he couldn't handle their 3-year-old anymore. They only had one kid too. I mean, everyone has their own limits. But she basically had to leave. She dissolved the company.
For him?
Not for him. She saw it as more for the child.
Yeah, but so she could have been like, suck it up, dick face.
You can't really force a parent. Like, I'm fortunate and blessed that you're just like, yeah, I'll make it work. Yeah. But there's some dads, husbands, they're just like, I can't deal with this. I don't know what to do with the kid. It's too much for me. There's just some parents, man. That
who has the pussy lips in the family.
so they're just relying on their savings right now and crossing their fingers that when this COVID lifts, then she could restart her company. But she dissolved the company. She just had to. She had to just walk away from it. And then they showed photos of her like planting with her.
Planting?
Yeah, they were like planting. Wait, is that the wrong?
No.
Okay. That's, you know me, I'm notorious for using the wrong verbs.
No, I mean, that makes sense.
she was just planting with her son. And then you see a picture of the dad and you can't just help just be like, what are you doing?
I know.
Like,
What a fucking.
I don't know. So that's why when I heard the stories of you saying, yeah, the dads quit their jobs. You even had a dad that's taking care of 3 kids. One's under 1. And then a 4-year-old. And then how old was the other one around? Like 7 or something like that?
6, I think.
6. So, I mean, I wonder. I would love to know. Like, I wonder how he entertains them. But you know what I also heard from other parents, that when you have three kids, yep, the two kids just, the two older kids just play with each other, and then
you're stuck with one only.
I'm just like, you can seem like it's so easy. Yeah, right.
I
know.
I mean, I'm sure it does get...
I'm sure it's easier.
It's easier when they get a certain age of independence, especially. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a beast, man. Like, three kids. You know what's crazy? My mom was... I was FaceTiming with my mom the other day, and she goes, oh, you guys are doing a really good job with the boys. And, you know, I thanked her for it because...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like...
How does she know?
I think she just sees how obedient they are, how they're not bustos, meaning they're not freaking crazy. I mean, they're crazy, but they're not in public or not in... They're well-behaved. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
And she goes, yeah, and then when you guys have a third, it'll be easier. I was like, ooh.
I don't know.
I was just like, Mom.
I'm still struggling, like, thinking.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, I was like, now is the... What was that a couple days ago? I go,
now is the time.
Now we have to decide now.
I was like, right now?
Like, we have to decide now. Like, by the end of the month. If not,
Done. I mean,
I don't know.
We just kind of got back in the swing of things right now.
I know. It'd be fun to, I don't know. I just feel like, okay, you could choose Darius your tight end, and then whoever you don't choose, I'll handle. It's like, Daddy has one, Mommy has one. And then when you have a third one, does Darius get left behind? Because we have to cater to Titan and the other one because they're so young. And I don't know.
For those of you parents that have three kids, gosh.
I mean.
Salute.
I'm in a family, you know.
Yeah, you're in a family. Yeah.
But right. I love it. That's the thing too. It's like, I love how it's the three of us.
What's even better for you guys? You guys were all girls. So
yeah,
you guys kind of shared everything.
Well, they say 80% chance that our third one will be another boy. Which would be fine by me. I mean, it'd be so fun to also have a girl, but I was just... I remember one of my friends...
sorry.
Daddy! ha, 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 ha. Do you think they heard that? How could they have not?
I know. Sorry.
It sounded like a trumpet.
So, yes, parents fart too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is it going to stink?
No. I always say that. Whenever you ask someone, they go, hey, is your fart going to stink?
No. Well, because you know they're silent but deadly, and then there's the loud ones that don't stink, but your loud ones, all your farts stink. But what's crazy is my dad, he farts so much, like so loud in front of whoever. Even when I was young, he would fart in front of my girlfriends. Oh, when I'm saying young, I'm saying like since I was like...
That's so funny,
since I was
dude.
Like 5 years old and up.
That's part of the reason why I love your dad too. Because he just doesn't give a fuck.
He just farts whatever. I know he's walk around in his boxers. It's just like, oh God. And yeah, and he was just fart. And his mom's like, his farts have never stink. I was like, how is that possible? He farts like probably 20, like that. But his farts just never... I've never smelled my dad's farts.
Do you think your dad's pubes are gray?
No, I think they're silver.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're silver. Silver slash
gray. So you get
actually,
gray
sorry,
pubic
I don't even
hair?
Want to think about it. It makes me want to throw up. Okay. I don't want to think about their pubic hair. What? You want to think about your mom's pubic hair right now?
Oh, no.
See?
Gosh, no.
But then remember that one question we asked? And we'll stop from there. Remember, like, do you think they do second base with each other? Or is it third base? Third base?
What's third base?
The oral?
No, wait a minute.
I don't talk about it anymore. Do they
I didn't know there was a base for oral.
I thought there... Okay, first base is kissing.
Yeah.
Second base is... Oh, yeah. Isn't second
touching
base
or
touching
something like that.
Fingers? And then isn't third base the oral? And then fourth base is
going,
home run?
Taking it home?
But what's third base?
Oh, man, you're right.
No, I could be totally wrong.
That, I mean, that's a great question. Third base, guys.
What is third base? Whoever's listening.
Is that
like,
anal?
No. Anal is like...
Anal is a grand slam.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how you women do it. I can't do it. I'm always fearing that Sean's going to leave me for a woman that will accept anal.
Anyone that accepts anal that easy, you don't want to marry that person.
It's just... the butthole, how does the poop come out? Whoop, like that?
It comes out like ice cream soft serve.
It looks like a black galaxy hole.
A black galaxy hole?
Yeah.
Like a space black hole.
Yeah. Okay, I don't even want to talk about that anymore. But we'll go to, could either talk, oh, can we talk about, since we were talking about cookies, can we talk sure. about how, so Sean's basically the cook of the family. I cook here and there. Mm-hmm. I only have, what, 2 or 3 staples. I could cook spaghetti, chow mein, and I think that's about it. I mean, I try so hard to cook other things, and then Sean knows that when it doesn't go right, yeah, I'm so mad I throw dishes in the sink.
I have to pull out the cookie card once she's frustrated. So
because I freaking slaving in the kitchen for 45 minutes.
I agree.
And then when Darius doesn't really eat it, and then it just tastes nasty. Like, was that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. For the 3rd or 4th time, I tried making chicken Alfredo. It sounds simple, right? And the ingredients look so simple. It got 7 5-star reviews from this one blogger. Yeah, I keep burping from the cookies. And then it called for 2% milk, and it called for grated Parmesan. And then Sean and Darius had diarrhea. And I think that's why Tyden woke up in the middle of the night at midnight, which he hasn't done in so long, probably because his stomach hurt from it. God, it's like, I want simple fucking recipes.
I ate a donut yesterday.
No, really sweet.
I ate a lot of shit.
Okay, why did Darius have diarrhea too then? And how come Tyden woke up at midnight? He never wakes up at midnight anymore.
Because he ate what we ate.
Yeah, it was too dairy. Ugh. And then it told me to, like, don't drain the pasta water. Just add the pasta to the pot. It's like, freaking made it super wet and thin. Ugh. I'm just saying.
Ugh.
Cooking is just so... I wish we could just Uber Eats it.
All day?
Yeah. And then I think of my sister, Sheena, who just cooks all these dishes, like healthy dishes. And it makes me go like, gosh, we should eat more healthy. Like, I'm going back and forth. It's just so tough to cook with an 11-month-old and a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
And we don't have an open floor plan the way that some modern homes do. Like, you can't
watch them while
they play. Watch them. So what I have to do is Darius is just playing God knows what in the living room with his cars. And I look at him like, what, every 2 to 3 minutes burning the food while I do that. And Titan's like crying because I'm just having him on his high chair. Oh, that's not the high chair, you know, on his eating chair.
But you know what? You can't fault yourself for trying, though.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Because when you try, you get better.
So I just wonder what other moms do that have their just... How do moms do this? Like, you have a baby and a toddler. And how are you supposed to cook and watch them at the same time?
When you tear down this wall.
You know what I had to do today? So I changed things up. Like, so then I grabbed a blanket. I put the blanket on the kitchen tiles. Then I spread it all these toys.
For a Titan?
For Titan mm-hmm. and Darius. Okay. So I could see them. Well, that lasted...
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 8 minutes. Then Titan wanted to stand up because it's his new game. And then he started pulling out the drawer of the knives. And I'm like, we have those magnetic baby lock thingies that were never installed. I've had them for 8 months now.
Yep, story of our lives.
Yeah. And then after that, what else did I have to do?
Hey, we're not perfect, guys. I know you guys have bought shit and forgot shit.
No, I didn't forget it. I'm just like constantly putting it there, hoping that Sean will install it, but it never happened. Yeah. Do you want to talk about having one car?
Oh,
and how it's changed our lives.
I think we mentioned this before.
Did we?
We talked about having one car because we gave back our Mercedes.
Well, we could give.
But
an
this
update.
Is our this is our first kind of like full
month without
having two cars, and it's been good. Part of me still thinks that we do need a car soon, but
I know.
I feel like.
But why do you think
I we need only because it gives you more free range to do stuff while I'm gone.
Yeah, it would be nice to take the kids to the beach on my own or to meet up with his cousins, their cousins.
Yes, and.
But we could work around that schedule.
We can, and but I mean, it just concerns. It only concerns me because you know it is going to be. You know, summertime is actually going to be in full swing, and you want to enjoy the weather. I feel like whenever I'm out on location and I have the car, it's like I always constantly worry about what you guys are doing and hoping that you guys are having fun. And
but you're only gone for just a couple of
hours. It just depends. It's
either the morning or the afternoon.
Like, we learned a valuable lesson last week is that when Sean has a double day, it's not fun.
I'm sure people are just like, what the heck do you do? What if those that are just tuning in are like, what does Sean
well,
do
for a living? Well, if you really must know. that's from the cookies. I film, photograph, and...
I do... Film, photograph, Matterport. What else is there?
I think that's it. Film and photograph.
Mm. Real estate photography.
Yes. So video. I do real estate listings. I'm not a real estate agent, nor do I want to be. But I do real estate listings.
Remember I said you would be such a good realtor? I know, but...
That's not really on my list of...
I know. I'm just saying because... You always advertise it all so well.
Oh, interesting. Why, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, yes, that's what I do, and I enjoy it because I.
Oh, and it's your own business.
It's my own business, and.
Set your own schedule.
Set your own schedule, and I get to spend as much time as, with my kids as I can, even if I have, like, the last, what was it? I've had about 4 days off now.
Well, yeah, because we're just trying to make sure that if we can have you off Friday. Yeah.
So I don't do double days anymore. That means like 2 gigs and one. It's too stressful. It throws me off.
For what point?
What's the purpose? Even the smallest little thing triggers my anxiety.
Libido?
Yeah. Because the sex is back, guys. The sex is back.
You made it seem like it was gone for so long.
It wasn't gone per se, but we are having more sex and we're having more quickies.
Thanks to my airbed idea.
Yes. But for those parents out there that can get your kids to sleep in the same room, we're all ears.
Oh, well, it's different because Titan's so young and Darius is so young. You know what I'm afraid of? So Darius is in his own room. Titan's in our bedroom. So we're... airbedding it in our living room, which is very
as
far.
We put the link in the description last episode, right?
And what's cool is we're really far from our kids' bedrooms. So that's why we're able to do this podcast. We're able to do what we need to do.
Yeah, we work. So our schedule is like this. My wife wakes up and...
Oh, I've been waking up like at 9 a.m. Well, but not in the beautiful way.
She has to take care of the kids.
I go to Titan at like 2-3 in the morning. It never used to be... Ugh.
And then I go to my other son like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, but then like when I go to Titan at like 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm constantly shifting him from boob to boob, having him comfortable. Yeah,
so that leads us to our sleep training update. Just to update on Channel 2 News, the sleep training has...
It was going so well, but I think it's because his big front teeth are coming out. And so I think that's why he's waking up like at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, before, he was sleeping from 8 p.m. to like 6 a.m. And then now he's just like... And he knows how to stand up now.
Yes.
In the crib. Ugh. And so he's just crying. He's crying for more than... 20 minutes straight, and then I'm just like, did he poop? Is he cold? Is he hot? Yeah. Oh, by the way, I left the heater, the space heater on in there. But this is a space heater that monitors the temperature. It's not like one that just goes off the whole time. But
But yeah, sleep training has so tired in the morning. Sleep training has come to a crossroads for us.
I mean, we're still doing it. He's still sleeping from eight. Still sleeping a couple of hours straight without me there. Before it was just constantly on my boob.
Yeah.
Like from like 8 p.m. and on, I couldn't even do anything.
What a lucky guy. I'd want to be on your boob all day.
Thanks, honey.
But our sleep training has kind of taken a shift. But we're rolling with the punches, and I think my wife is doing a great job.
Thank you.
And that is part of our schedule change now, because since I've been getting busier, my wife has to take on a lot of watching the kids. So that's why, you know, eventually we will need a car until the right one comes later. But
well, because I feel like that $2,000-$3,000 can be going towards savings, or it could be towards like just paying off our stocks. That'd be
nice. But yes, we'll get into that another time. But yes, another car would be nice.
Yeah.
So one thing we want to talk to you guys about is
enjoy your ride.
Sky Realty Media. No, I'm kidding. one thing we want to talk to you guys about is how you can listen to all these episodes on SeanPierre.com.
For once, you didn't go, welcome to Mom and Dad Podcast, huh?
That's okay. You didn't do that. I kind of liked it. Like, it felt
normal.
Like, I don't feel like I need to say that anymore.
Oh, good.
I feel like a robot sometimes. Whoa.
Oh, no, he's crying. What time is it? 12:35?
See, I didn't give him this is today. A real life thing.
Why is he crying?
So we can hear him crying from afar.
Great. And
it doesn't sound like
it sounds like a
winding down cry. Yeah. Where they,
maybe I'll check the temperature in the room. Yeah. Well, for those that are going through
sleep training woes.
Yeah, we feel you.
Yeah, you're not alone, guys. And please feel free to send us a message on any questions you have, or we have questions for you.
Or maybe just say hi.
Yeah.
Do you guys want us to talk about next?
Well, I think what I'll do is what we could do is we could take a poll on Instagram, where, you know, how you can put that ask a question thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, yeah. So you can do the ask a question thing, and we'll see what kind of response we get. And we'll answer those questions on air. So that'll lock you into listening again, please. But we
goodbye.
Want to thank you guys for listening to us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform that you have, whether it's on Spotify or Anchor.fm. Don't forget to visit SeanPierre.com to listen to all these episodes, as well as the Mighty Beast podcast, and to see our most recent work. Don't forget to go to SkyRealtyMedia.com for all your real estate media needs. Pass the word on. $50 off to all the first time clients that we have. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/Sean_Pierre_. And for Pam.
@ Pamela Veray. Oh, I was about to say .com, but it's just @ Pamela.
Yes.
I love how mine's so smooth. Why do you have underscores?
Because someone else fucking took it, man.
Maybe you should have put the Sean Pierre.
I know. Or the original Sean. The official.
OG. Oh.
No, I don't like it.
OG. That's a good one.
The OG.
No, actually, that sounds
That sounds old.
Okay, anyways. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you guys for joining us. Dinner,